I've been gonna ask about the Monterey Mathematical School. Do you guys, you're very big on talking about the emotions of the game. Can you talk about the emotions you felt when you scored that goal?
No, I was really happy to score and to help the team to win that game, and yeah, it was very happy for me, but also for the team, because we were close to have that to win that game. So I was really happy in that moment.
It feels like you've had a really strong confidence in championship performances. It feels like in MLS you haven't been able to find scoring opportunities in the same way you have the confidence. Do you think that's just circumstance of specific games, or do you think you struggle a little in
the
last play this season?
No, it's just the circumstance of we are like playing two different competitions, and in MLS I don't score yet, but I help the team in other ways, and when comes the opportunity to score, it's gonna be good for me. But I'm good at the team is doing well also in MLS, and it's just the circumstance that I score on the CONCACAF Champions. No, it's always a special game. It's the derby, and in everywhere is a special day, a derby. So it's the games that you want to play, because they're good games to feel on the pitch, and I'm excited to be there on Saturday and try to win again.
Can you talk about the atmosphere you've
seen in
that first game, and what your expected atmosphere is
going to
be on Saturday?
Yeah, I expect the same atmosphere that always the fans always go there to help us, and we feel that, and it's gonna be a good night, and I hope we can give our fans the win.
Hi, Diego, thanks for being here. You've played out on the West Coast, you've played over in Europe. Can you compare this rivalry with other rivalries, and be specific if you don't mind? I trust El Trafico probably fits up there on the list of rivalries, but maybe are there some rivalry games that you've played in that American soccer fans wouldn't be as familiar with?
Yeah, it's different in every country, and every city is different, but everywhere there is an important game, and everyone feel it like that. Everyone has things that difference, but still is good in everywhere.
Given your the team's success in CONCACAF, I wonder if competing against these unique opponents gives a player like you a sense of wanting to even play better. I mean, you're playing against some unique clubs, some very highly regarded clubs in Mexico. Does that do something to you internally to make you want to perform at a next level?
No, I always want to be good. I always work hard for that. Doesn't matter the opponent or the opponent. So it's about your mentality, if you want to be better or not. I think, we play against good teams, and the team shows that we can play that kind of games, so that's good for everyone. And I feel that these big games, there are, you can see the team going, like playing our football and our style. Doesn't matter the circumstance of the game.
With regards to corner kicks, we've now continued to see Columbus be very dangerous on corner kicks. You told us last time we spoke that the team works on a few situations based on the opponent. Do you feel like the team has a long list of options when corner kicks are awarded, and you can decide based on the game situation what needs to happen in order to be dangerous on that play?
No, we always see the opponent, what they do, and then we have, we train some set pieces, but you have also the freedom on the pitch to decide. So we have a mix of the freedom and what we train, and it's what we are doing.